This is Dr. Schneer dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report. One patient, Tina Godley, G-O-D-L-E-Y. This goes to Jennifer Cully, C-U-L-L-Y, comma PA on 12/10/24. Mrs. Godley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the OH bronchodilators. The force of her capacity was moderately impaired, without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/10/24, there's been no significant change, period. In the paragraph impression, moderate restriction, without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Katie, K-A-T-I-E, Cook, C-O-O-K. This goes to Dr. Bokook on 12/10/24. Mrs. Cook performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the LH bronchodilators. Forced auto capacity was normal. Without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity. And compared to a prior study dated 9/3/24, there's been no significant change period in the paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on George Patterson. This goes to Dr. Povedina. On 12/10/24, Mr. Patterson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was a improvement in the forced vital capacity, likely to be effort related, otherwise no significant change, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/11/24, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component and showing no progression, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. On William Starrick, this goes to Dr. Strickland. On 12/10/24, Mr. Starrick performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 9/12/24. There's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Markham, M-A-R-C-U-M. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 12/10/24, Mr. Markham performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. Air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction and restriction, period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Terry, T-E-R-I, Kaysen, C-A-I-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 12/10/24, Mrs. Kaysen performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/27/24, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Thank you.